I was frog hunting in a slash of water like that. It's a little old viney and mossy looking stuff growing on top of the water, and they was spawning. And of course, I just went out there, they just hoopity-hoopity-hoopity-hoopity, it's all old place. And I shined my light out there, and they were just sitting laying on top of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And they was running one another, you know. And I just stood there and watched. Mm-hmm. They just brought up and finally wanted to get past the oven.
Yeah.
They moved back. I just wiped him. He just holding there.
Huh.
Yeah, just holding there.
I've never seen anything like that before.
That's the first time I ever seen it. I didn't know they'd do that.
Well, what about this kind of animal that has a hard shell, you know, and he can draw his head back up inside?
Yeah, turtle. Yeah, all kinds of turtles. Little dry land turtle, the old snapper, the loggerhead, the soft shell turtle. That's what we have here.
Have you ever heard anybody called a dry land turtle anything besides just a turtle?
Tartal, they were called tartal. The only thing I've ever called turtle a tartal. The fact of it is, I don't think that's the way it is. He's a dry land, he's a tartal. And the old water turtle, of course, call him, he's a turtle. It's a different thing.
Have you ever heard any people around here call a dry land turtle a gopher?
No, never heard it called a gopher. Mm-hmm. All the thing I ever heard called gopher here is old long-tailed rats. You got the tail big this finger and that long. Oh,
is that right?
That long. Yeah.
Well, what about some different things that you use for bait when you go fishing?
Well, according to what you're fishing for, if you're fishing for crappie, of course, you can use a minnow or jigs, artificial bait. Brim, you use artificial bait or crickets, something like that. If you catfish it, you can use a cut bait, honestly cut up another fish of some kind, or cut up a piece of beef liver or something like that. Or any kind of cut bait, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can bait for little live fish, you know, some kind of little carp or little perch or something that way, the catfish.
Well, what do people call those little fish that they might use to fish for crappie, or they might say, give me six dozen
minnows, they call them minnows.
What about this thing that you find them in streams or creeks around here? It's got these little claws on it, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Crawfish. Yeah.
What are they good for?
They're good for fish. Yeah, they're good for bait. You can, in spring of the year, in April, you can bait trot line of them, catfish. Mm-hmm. Or you can get the small ones on up a little later on the bass of April. To the 1st of May, and make a good crappie bait, crappie bottom.
You were talking about catfish a minute ago. Have you ever seen this old prepared bait called Catfish Charlie? It usually comes in some kind of little can or container.
Yeah.
Just smells terrible.
Yeah, smells terrible, yeah.
Have you ever used that?
I tried it one time, but I never tried no more. I just wouldn't take it.
That's the biggest mess.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, I tried to use that before, and I tried everything that people told me you were supposed to do to it, you know, because it's real hard to get it stay on your hook, and you're supposed to mix flour with it and all this kind of stuff to get it to hold together.
Yeah.
Well, I did all that, and I'd go fishing and stuff, still come off, you know?
Yeah.
And there was this old colored man fishing down from us,
yeah.
And he had some of that stuff too.